Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood stress-busting guru. Ever feel like your work life is slowly turning into a high-stakes pressure cooker? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, staring at deadlines with the intensity of an Olympic athlete about to compete, trying to juggle emails faster than a magician pulling rabbits out of hats, and feeling that familiar knot forming in our shoulders like it's auditioning for a starring role in I Need a Vacation movie. But listen up, because today's episode is all about flipping the script on workplace stress. We're diving deep into actionable strategies to reclaim your sanity, boost your productivity, and actually, dare I say it, enjoy your workday more. Buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to unleash some serious stress-busting magic. First things first, let's talk boundaries, baby. You're not a superhero who can conquer the world single-handedly. Learning to set healthy boundaries between your work life and personal life is like having a secret weapon against stress overload. This means knowing when to say no to extra projects and yes, it's okay, to carving out time for lunch breaks, not just scrolling through emails. And creating a designated workspace that signals the end of the workday when you clock out. Think of it as building a mental wall that keeps work stress from spilling into your precious downtime. Now let's chat about mindfulness, your secret weapon against those stressful spirals. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, although that would be pretty cool. It's simply about being present in the moment and focusing on your breath. Even taking just 5 minutes to close your eyes, take deep breaths, and observe your thoughts without judgment can work wonders for calming your nervous system and clearing your head. Picture it like hitting a reset button on a stressful situation, a quick mental reboot that leaves you feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Ever heard the saying, work smarter, not harder? Well, folks, this is where it shines. Instead of letting stress overwhelm you by trying to do everything at once, prioritize your tasks, break them down into smaller chunks, and focus on completing one thing at a time. Think of it like building a tower with Lego one brick at a time until you've got that masterpiece standing tall. This not only reduces feelings of being overwhelmed, but also boosts your sense of accomplishment as you check things off your list. And let's talk about the power of communication. If something is stressing you out, whether it's a project deadline or a difficult coworker, don't bottle it up. Talk to your manager, a trusted colleague, or even a friend outside of work. Venting your frustrations can be incredibly cathartic and often helps you find solutions you wouldn't have considered before. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, so reach out and connect. Finally, let's remember the importance of self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Treat your mind and body like the temple they are. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or indulging in a hot bath with some soothing music. When you prioritize self-care, you recharge your batteries, reduce stress levels, and show up as your best self both at work and in life. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine as you're sitting at your desk facing a looming deadline. Instead of feeling that familiar wave of panic, you take a deep breath, remember the boundaries you set earlier, and focus on tackling one task at a time. You even sneak in a quick mindfulness break to clear your head. Feeling more confident and calm, you power through your workload, knowing you have a plan for stress management. See? You got this. Remember, managing workplace stress isn't about eliminating it completely because, let's be real, life throws curveballs. It's about equipping ourselves with the tools and strategies to navigate those challenging moments with grace and resilience. So go out there, set those boundaries, practice mindfulness, communicate effectively, work smarter, not harder, and don't forget to prioritize self-care. You deserve a happy and healthy work life. Let's make it happen together. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.